honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy, and we're so glad to have Ron and Lisa Beres back on the show. Today, we're going to talk about secrets to choosing the best air purifier. Hi, guys. So, this is something that I need to do, actually. I've been thinking a lot about getting an air purifier, and I haven't yet, I have to be honest. So I'm excited to speak with them because I need some help. Hello there, you guys. Why don't you jump right in?
Okay, let's jump right in. In fact, it was one of the first things I asked Ron for when we were newly dating. Not diamonds, but an air purifier, because it is so important in your home. And even according to the EPA, we spend 90% of our time indoors, where the air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air.
And Lisa, get this,
wow.
Literally, the EPA, they estimate that each day we inhale an equivalent of 2 teaspoons of dust just by breathing the air in our homes. So it's crazy.
It's important. We've got allergies on the rise, asthma. 40 million Americans suffer from indoor and outdoor allergies, and 24 million Americans with asthma. So this is a really simple and important step you can do. So we're going to go over some of the several types of cleaning methods that you can find on the market today in air purifiers, because it can be extremely confusing and overwhelming trying to decipher which ones work, which ones don't, which one's best for you. So I'm going to list just the 8.
Jump right in.
Okay, I'm going to list the 8 that you'll typically find, but we're going to focus on just a couple of those today. So you'll see activated carbon. That's like a must. Ron's going to tell you why that's important. HEPA, which you've probably heard of, H-E-P-A, and that stands for High Efficiency Particulate Arresting Filters, or particulate air filters. Next would be electrostatic filtration. You'll see that sometimes advertised. Negative ion generation. Ozone. I'll just tell you right now, we don't want ozone. We don't want anything that generates ozone. It's a lung irritant. You'll find ultraviolet light, UV light, which is really good at killing viruses and bacteria. You'll find electrolyzed water technology. And then there's something new called nano coil technology. So typically there'll be one or a combination of, usually a combination of some of these technologies together. And that's really what you're going to find.
That's true.
Great. So go ahead, Ron.
No. Ask your question, Lisa.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, because we have only a few minutes left, I just want to make sure, are there brands? What are like the key things? I know we want the HEP, but we don't want the ozone. So when I'm going to the store and going online.
Okay, ultimately, these are the basic elements, the 3 basic elements. You want a large particle pre-filter that goes around the perimeter of these units, and basically it removes anything that's larger, it lifts to the naked eye, like dust, hair, pet dander. You want to make sure it has that. You change it once a year. We'll give you specifics about certain air purifiers in a second. You also want to make sure that it has activated carbon and or zeolite. This is very important because this part of the filtration actually absorbs the gases, the toxic gases that might be in our home, like formaldehyde, and that's cigarette smoke, other gases and odors. And then the 3rd basic core element that you want is certified HEPA. Lisa mentioned this before. It's called high-efficiency particulate arrestant. It is so effective at taking out very small particles like dust, pollen, and mold spores. In fact, a hair, one single hair, is 300 times larger than what would penetrate the actual HEPA filter. And so you want to make sure there's a true medical-grade HEPA inside the unit. Those are the core elements, ultimately. And so as a recap, a large pre-filter, activated carbon.
And then a combination of the two and or some of the other ones that we mentioned. And like we said, be really leery of anything that emanates ozone. And there was a really popular brand by Sharper Image that a lot of people might be familiar with, a tall standing tower that actually that emanated ozone. And ozone is linked to ground level smog. Again, it's also unhealthy for us. So let's just get into some of the brands that we do recommend. I want to say that it does depend on your budget. I mean, and it also depends on the size of your space, because you'll see with all the air purifiers, they'll tell you this filters up to blank square footage. So if you want one just for your child's room or just for your bedroom, you're going to look at something that filters a few hundred square feet. If you need something for your whole home, you're going to be looking into 1,000, 1,500. You may need one or two. But probably the one that we think is the best overall would be the IQ air filter. And this one is upwards of $1,000. It's a big investment, but it is going to filter up to 1,000 square feet, and it's actually even more efficient than the HEPA filter because this one goes down to 0.0003 microns as opposed to 0.3 microns that you'll find with the standard HEPA. This one actually has something called a hyper HEPA. And then, Ryan, you want to get into another few options?
Absolutely. So, for example, another one that's more cost-effective, a good price point, that can vary depending on the size of the filter from $250 to $400 and some is the Austin Air HealthMate. It's a really good, it's like a mini little tank, very effective at taking out the particles and gases from the air, a really good bang for your buck.
Recommended by the Army and the Red Cross as well, that brand.
Yeah, used for FEMA and used for 9/11 cleanup. Awesome unit. And also, too, some other ones that we really like, too. Homedics has a brand new air purifier that has something called, uses a nanotechnology instead of HEPA. I don't want to confuse people, but it basically replaces HEPA, and it's so effective at taking out particles. So Homedics Breathe Air Purifier. And then finally, we also like the Idealist Air Purifier that Lowe's has. It's really good. It has some added benefits to it, like ultraviolet light that take out bacteria from the air.
Germs and viruses, yeah. And that's definitely more affordable, $100, to $200 in that price range.
Oh, that's great. Guys, we are out of time, if you can believe it. It goes so fast, but you can always follow Ron and Lisa at Ron and Lisa, and they are great. You can also follow them at ronandlisa.com. I want to thank you guys both so much. Looking forward to the next time. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.